Chris Ello. It is Tony Gwynn Jr. and the first guest on our program. Couldn't be happier to have him. The general manager of the San Diego Padres, Mr. A.J. Preller, joins us here today as the Padres get set to host the Giants tonight. A.J., thank you so much for coming on and helping us kick off the program. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Chris. Thanks for having me, Tony.
A.J., good to hear from you. The first question I have to ask you, because very rarely do we get to talk to a GM after a situation like yesterday, but what goes through your mind as a GM when you see a scuffle like that break out on the field?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, definitely, you don't see them too often, the big bench killing brawls. And I think from our standpoint, it's unfortunately at times it's a part of the game, part of baseball. And, I think Andy and the guy said it yesterday, both teams, there was really in the last couple of weeks, the Rockies are a really good club, and they've pitched inside, we've pitched inside, obviously, Nolan Arenado took offense at it. And I think the biggest thing from the team standpoint, the team rallies around it a little bit at times. You're not looking to get anybody hurt, right. And I think just really looking to move on from it and get back to playing baseball. So
I was going to say that would be the first thing that would go through my mind as the general manager is everybody get out of the way and nobody get hurt.
Right.
Because it's hard enough to put a team together. You don't want to lose a couple of guys in one of those brawls.
Yeah, we've had a few injuries here in the last couple of weeks. So I think, when you see all those guys on the field together at that point, definitely making sure that we don't lose anybody else in that, in the bench clearer and get back to playing ball for sure.
So in the beginning of the season, our pods got off to kind of a slow start there. What have you seen both positive and negative from this ball club in this early part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the first homestand, not the way we necessarily wanted to come out of the gate. But I think what we've talked about as a group is just, is improvement. And I think what we're looking for is progress. We know we've got a young group overall. And I think as the year goes on, you want to see individual players get better. You want to see the team get better. The road trip, we went to Houston and Colorado, two tough places to play. And, we saw some positive developments. We saw, Brad Hand, Kirby Yates, some nice outings by our bullpen, and some big spots. Craig Stamen's been tremendous so far here this year. We saw, Luis Perdomo, Brian Mitchell have some better starts, Tyson Ross. I think the story, Joey Lucchese, a rookie going out and pitching well and getting, going and facing the Rockies here at Petco and then going back 5 days later and facing him in Coors Field and performing well. I think it's nice to see some of the development we had on the road trip with the pitching staff. Offensively, we've had some injuries. Obviously, Will Myers and Manny Margot getting hit by a pitch the other night and being out, he'll be out for a few weeks. So, but I think seeing some other guys step up, and seeing, obviously Eric Hosmer and Freddie Galvis in that group play well. So, I think we're looking at the year. I think what we would just want to see is a continued improvement as we go through and week to week and, month to month. That's how we'll try to judge this team.
A.J. Preller, the general manager of the Padres, joining us to kick off our program here this afternoon on 97.3 The Fan. A.J., I just am enamored with Jose Perella, and I looked up today and noticed that he is leading the National League in hits early. It's obviously, but he's got 18 hits. It didn't surprise me when I found that out because it seems like he gets a hit or two or three every game. Can you tell us how he came to be a Padre and how that all works? Because we know about number one draft choices and we know about guys like that. But, I mean, this is a guy that in a lot of ways came out of nowhere and has now become a mainstay in this lineup.
Yeah, I think, it talks to, you have the different scouting departments. And, you have pro scouting, amateur scouting, international scouting. Our pro scouting group is headed up by Pete DeYoung. So they're in charge of seeing players in the majors and minor leagues. And, we basically had two guys, Tyler Tufts and Steve Lyons, two of our scouts at the time that talked a lot about Jose Perella. And, you look for teams, obviously the Yankees have a lot of depth. They have a lot of depth in their system. So, at times when there's other organizations that have depth, maybe there's an area there where you have a chance to make a deal. And we, at the time was probably considered more of a, a smaller deal, but it was a guy that, both scouts talked a lot about in terms of, they thought he was, a guy that could hit, had bat speed, had shown the ability to hit in the minor leagues. And the, probably as much as anything that they talked about was his energy, his attitude, his makeup. He's a guy that loved to play, played winter ball every year in Venezuela, played well every year in the Venezuelan Winter League. And he was a guy that we felt like, you know, needed more of an opportunity. And, you know, I think had been an infielder, and we talked about potentially, you know, giving him an opportunity in the outfield, which the Yankees just started doing. And, you know, we were able to make the trade his first year with us. He missed a lot of time with an injury. And then last year went to AAA, swung the bat well, very well at El Paso, came up in, you know, the middle of the season for us, and hasn't stopped hitting since. So, I think, you know, kind of a nice story of trusting your scouts, believing what they're telling you, and they've been dead on. He's a guy that can swing the bat and brings energy to the club every day, and looks like he's going to be a nice player for us here.
You know, AJ, you guys go out and you acquire Freddie Galvez during the off season. Has he been everything that you've expected and as advertised?
Yeah, I think, you know, Freddie, you know, I think, again, another guy that our group had history with. We got a lot of look. I think going into the, you know, last year, I think we felt like there were going to be some shortstop options for us that were going to line up for us this past off season. You know, Don Welke is again, another guy on the scouting end for us, on the vice president of scouting side. He had been involved in the signing of Freddie from the time he was 16 years old. And then obviously Matt Stairs had come over as our hitting coach, was with him every day last year. And I think, you know, it was pretty easy for our scouting group, you know, and the guys that went in to see him. You know, you saw the good hands, the instincts, the aptitude, the ability to play short, which is going to be a definite upgrade. But I think the nice part was, you know, I can't tell you how many people I talked to about Freddie that kept coming back and talking about, you know, his competitiveness, being a winner, being baseball smart, a guy that, you know, is just a winning baseball player. And, you know, so far here, spring training, early going in the season, we've seen that every night. And, you know, it's nice having a guy, ground balls hit up the middle, you know what's going to happen. And he's made some outstanding plays as well and given us some really good at-bats. So, you know, he's been again, another guy come as advertised. Nice to see.
Yeah, I think this ball club, despite the slow start, AJ, I mean, I just see so many positive signs. I think this homestand, you guys get things rolling a little bit. Obviously, we're all excited about the future of this Padres organization and being named the number one minor league system in all of baseball. That's a tribute to you and your staff. And hope it all works out, comes together just the way we all hope and plan. And thank you so much for being our first guest. Tony's going to go down and give you a little prize. But it was very nice of you to come on and kick off our show. We really appreciate it. We'll see you down at the ballpark.
Wait, AJ. Before I let you go, AJ, I got to ask you.
I was going to say, as long as somebody comes out to play hoops with me, that's all good.
That was going to be my next question. When we hooping again?
This weekend, we could try to line it up. If we get a couple wins against the Giants, we'll go back out and play again. So.
Sounds good.
Don't let them dunk on you.